All right, we're going. This is Mother 3, Chapter 4, Part 2. Welcome to the podcast, et cetera, et cetera.
Oops.
Oh, crappies.
It's fine. I can fight this guy.
All right. Well, yeah.
Especially if I can get the rhythm into my finger.
There's definitely a rhythm to fighting cattle snakes. That's not to be doubted in the slightest.
That's how we do. We got some fresh milk, which we pretty much have to use right away anyway, so.
Perfect.
Oh, and then edible mushrooms are not very good, so I'm going to use those up now. Money's not super important in terms of selling every last little thing, because a lot of the items are worth a small pittance. So I'll probably just
sale
be.
Prices aren't good.
Yeah, I mean, they're fine, but I don't think that they're worth carting around. In a game like this, it's better to just.
Oh, yeah, you don't have much inventory at all.
Yeah. Unless I'm already at a shop, and then I'll maybe start selling Luca's antidotes and stuff. This ropeway leads to Club Titibu. Do you want to ride it up? Or up it? Tickets, please. And then we show the man our tickets. Yes, everything is in order here. Please get on. And so, luckily, they've abstracted out most of the, like, if you have a key item, you can just do a cutscene. You don't have to go in and say, use key item on person. Good.
So by ropeway, it's basically a ski lift. Like, it's a cable car.
We're going up, like, a 45-degree cable car up a mountain, and then we can look out. Oh, what does this guy say? This ropeway leads to the factory. Will you write it down? No. Oh, okay. By the way, have you had a chance to look through those binoculars there? Which is what I was going to do. Pay one money.
We're actually... Oh, hey! You can control it?
No, it just goes like a cutscene. Oh, so we see the factory and the lightning tower, and it looks awesome. The pixel art in this game is amazing.
The lightning tower is like a steel gray tube with red vertical lines on the outside, and then on the top is like a golden orb with a spike on top.
Yeah, and the spike is where the lightning shoots out. I opened a present, and a firework went off. Yet again, just this game is like commitment to, you're gonna see some cool stuff, and it's gonna be weird, but it's fine.
It's
I know.
It's snowing here, by the way, today, friends. I hope you're having good weather whenever you listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, haven't seen you around here before. We don't allow pets inside. Sorry, but I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. Come back some other time.
There's two guys here. One of them is called Skinhead, and one is called Neckbeard. So you can see the kind of company these pig masks keep.
I don't think he's a skinhead in the white supremacist sense.
I mean, he fucking could be.
He could be, but I don't get that vibe. Also, this cutscene is so stupid, and it's so funny. We come back. We went off screen, and now the dog is walking on its hind legs and wearing a shirt and a hat.
Whoa! It's that guy who had a dog with him just a minute ago. And some dog-like dude.
The dog literally turns to Lucas and looks him in the face for a second, then turns back to the other guy.
Completely jams the camera, basically.
They walk forward, then the neckbeard moves in.
There's something fishy about this. Where'd that dog from earlier go, and where'd this dog-like dude come from? And on top of that, you smell underage. You smell like an underage kid and a dog. Now that you mention it, this is weird. No suspicious people allowed. That's our rule here. Scram. Get lost, you kid-like guy and you dog-like dude. Nah, I'd say we pulverize them right here.
The dog is looking back and forth between the neckbeard and Lucas because he's like, are they serious? Violet says, oh my! If it isn't the underage smelling poo and the dog smelling woof. I take it you two have been mistaken for an underage kid and a dog yet again. And this Violet is a very beautiful young lady who has come out the door to our rescue.
Whoa! You know these dudes, Violet? I don't know, I still say there's something not right about these guys. Especially this dog-like dude here. Shake. Don't look away from me! Shake! See? You do know how to shake. Huh. What? Why, yes, I do know how to shake, but... This guy is definitely dog-like, but it seems he isn't a dog. But, dude... If by chance you are a dog, you'd be one of the best dogs to ever shake. Heh.
Wonderful. Come in, have lots of fun, and forget about all your worries.
Hey, dude. Have fun.
We go into the club. And the club is like a purple building with a archway, and it has like elephant statues outside and stuff. And inside, it's got yellow and red, like checker pattern tile.
It's like 5% towards like a Dalem type building.
Yeah, it's like super gaudy though. Shh, says Violet. Listen, but don't change the expression on your face. I know I'm dressed up in this crappy, girly outfit, but it's me, Kumatora. We met at the Sunshine Forest, remember? I'll explain everything later. Put on a smile, will ya? Okay, good. Okay. The next DCMC, it's ACDC, but DCMC, song is about to begin. Please go in and find some empty seats. What does this lady say? All the waitresses here giggle at the end of everything they say. I really wish they'd get rid of that rule, though. It's so stupid. Hey, yeah, how's it going? I got some homemade DCMC merchandise for you right here. If it breaks or rips, I'll stay up all night to fix it. Nah, just kidding. I kid a lot. But never mind that. Buy some of these DCMC goods, and I shall be buying...
Alright, so we can buy a pamphlet, a shirt, a hat, a ring, or a pickled veggie plate.
I need to go to a frog for money.
After all those bites, and the frogs keep our money.
Money!
The frogs are keeping the fruits of our labor.
I'm just gonna get a huge chunk of money, and if we lose or something, whatever. The money's not... that important in this game? There are games where money's important, like Final Fantasy X-2. Like, having an active thief is, like, so helpful. I've been playing that at Greg's house, but, let's see here. Buy and equip the shirt. Buy and equip the hat. I sold that old hat from the dead. And then... I think Kumatora can use rings. So I'm going to buy this just to get for her later because she will be in our party.
Okay.
And then this isn't better, but I want this because what you can do is... I'm going to put it in Lucas's. What you can do is you can whack characters who are obsessed with this band with it, and then they'll get distracted.
Okay.
It's like a pamphlet magazine, and it's like rolled up like a newspaper tube rolled up, and you're like swinging it like a bat.
Yeah, yeah. So you're just like hitting people with the pamphlet, but like the people who are obsessed are so obsessed. Guy says Tondagasa. That's the greeting. You know, the greeting, Tondagasa. You should at least learn the DCMC greeting, you know. We don't have restrooms for dogs here. Oh, you're not a dog? My apologies. Oh wait, what do you guys sell? Here we are, Big City Soda is on sale now at Club Titty Boo. You should really try one at least once.
Big City Slams.
Big City Slams. Oh, these are actually really good healing. Big City Burger gives 100 HP. Actually, let's sell all the crap we have. Just to get rid of it. Okay, now let's just buy a bunch of Big City Burgers.
Big City Burgers. You're gonna fill our inventory with $60 burgers. But they do heal 100 hit points each. And you only have, like, what, 150?
Like 250 on Lucas, but yeah, like 150 on the dog. Yeah! And it's panning over. There's a big crowd of pig masks in the middle with a huge pig mask guy. Whistle, whistle.
Yee! I love you, Magic! Bakio! Bakio! OJ, woo! Zims, you're the greatest! Yeah, Lucky!
Lucky is who we're here to see.
Oh, we're here to see Lucky.
The lady says, wow, you're really late. The DCMC concert's already over. Choo-choo, everyone's just waiting up for the encore now. Hee-hee. I hope the encore starts soon. Oh, and after each concert, one of the girls here even gives out free DCMC pamphlets. Damn it. Tessie says, I like Duster. The Lucky
one
looks like
plays.
Duster,
yeah.
but I don't know. There's something different about him. I can't quite put my finger on it. Tondagasa. In my line of sight is a man who's always at the beach. He's staring at me like he really likes me. I'm starting to think that I could like him too. Supposedly, there's a guy who makes the whole world go round. No, actually, I'm not sure if it's a guy or not. I guess it could be a woman or even a kid.
So is this beach guy here?
Yeah. Tondagasa. In my line of sight is the girl from the beach. She's staring at me like she really likes me. I'm starting to think I could like her too. What do these pig masks have to say for themselves? See that scary looking guy over there? I thought for sure he was our head honcho, but apparently there are people way, way higher up on the ladder than him. I've been wondering for a while now, but you know Lucky, the bass player? That totally has to be a wig. Yeah, you, what do you want? Sniff, sniff. You smell like a dog. This guy's name is Pork Trooper. Like a dog and a kid. This ain't no place for dog smelling kids to come. I think maybe it's like the other game where you have to leave. Can you talk to... Woman
ew,
says, ew.
You have such a hairy face.
Other woman says...
These front row seats belong to us. Stay away from here. You have some nerve.
And then maybe... Yeah, it's not going all the way up. It's probably going all the way back out. Shugwoofs. The encore won't start if we keep walking around like this. Let's go sit down. Okay.
Oh, yeah, like he offers to for you to pick a table, and then as a cutscene, you pick a table.
So that you can keep talking to people if you feel like you missed out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then what's his name from the start? Thomas, who pulled the doorknob off our house and who warns us about the fire. Violet's like, what would you like to drink, sir? Saying this to Lucas. She dot dot dots, you want water? Thomas goes and turns around. Oh, hey there, Lucas. I was wondering who in the world would order water in a place like this. I mean, come on. Water? Hey, Violet, baby. One fizzy soda for this here boy. And a big city cola for his dog-like friend.
It's big city.
On me. The great Thomas, of course. Certainly, sir. One fizzy soda instead of water, and one big city cola coming right up. Hee-hee. Whenever I do that, I'm kind of making fun of the Final Fantasy X clip of Riku going, hee-hee-hee. I think it's one of the greatest sound clips in all of video games, actually.
The greatest sound clips?
Yeah. Her going, hee-hee-hee.
Not the sound effect from Chrono Trigger when you've been put in jail and you push A on the bars and Chrono wiggles the bars and he goes,
Okay, that's good, too. Here you go, gentlemen. We get the sodas. She leans in close. Shh, listen, but don't change the expression on your face. There's a lot I need to talk to you about after the DCMC concert is over. After it's over, don't leave. Hang out in the lobby. I'll be there to get you. Alright, see you later. You idiot, don't change your expression. Well, enjoy yourselves. Hee hee hee. Hey, Lucas, what were you and Violet talking about? I never knew you were such a ladies' man. She was leaned in real close. Oh, it's starting. Lights up on OJ in the front. He's the lead man and sax player. Don DeGasa, are you enjoying the show? Oh, my pork! Looks like our time is up, sad to say. So here's one last song for you. Here's King P's theme. Hit it! It's lighting up on the guitarist. He's rocking out.
Oh, this guitarist is going nuts.
Also, the bassist is definitely Duster wearing a big afro wig.
Yeah. He looks exactly like Duster, but like his hair is palette swapped to brown instead of fuchsia.
Well, also he like has hair, basically, instead of
I thought Duster had fuchsia hair.
You'll see when he takes off the wig. He has the same hair he had before. It's kind of,
I guess I don't remember.
Sparse. It's a bit like an even wispier version of my hair.
Oh. Look at his brother, known for his wispy-ish hair.
Well, if I let it grow too long, it can't, like, fall into place right, so you can see right through my scalp. And by too long, I mean, like, more than an inch and a half. It's funny because people were all like, well, if you look like you're starting to bald, why would you want to cut your hair shorter? And it's like, because the reason I look like I'm starting to bald is because all my hairs are getting in the way and like getting cut. It's because I have curly hair texture.
Like it doesn't grow evenly. So some parts are long and other parts are small. And then the small parts you can see right through.
That's not right. It's that all of it tangles up together because it's all curly.
Yeah.
But there's not a density enough for it to be like when I was a teenager, when it would grow out and kind of be like basically almost Jufro if I did nothing about it. It was like that same fro texture that they get.
So if you,
my hair texture.
Like if you comb it or whatever, once it gets longer, can like the clumps be combed out?
Yeah, but it will always sort of make its way into that position. And like, so I just realized I just have to keep my hair short, otherwise I'll look like I'm balding.
Just tragic.
Shook says, woof woof, my ears are ringing. Because my hair looks fine-ish now, right?
It's, yeah.
It looks like normal hair.
It's so thin to your head that, like, if it were penciled on top.
Yeah, that's true. It's a precarious balance. It can be a little longer than this, but not that much. Man says, whew, that was great. Now, to head back to the factory and put in some overtime. Woman says, oh my pork. What if all the trains have stopped running for today and I can't go back home? Thomas says, hey, Lucas, what were you and Violet talking about? I mean, you just met for the first time, right? Man, you're good. Guy, word is that everyone in DCMC's lost their memory. Man, time to gossip. I wonder if there's still a train heading back home. Ellipses, Big Mask, I want to be in the band too. Or a band too. Big Mask, see, I told you. Lucky the bass player's wig started to come off during the Tonda Gase song. Woman, I wish I could listen to them forever. Other woman, this place smelled a little more dog-like today than usual, but it was still a great show. Pork Trooper, man, the DCMC are always so awesome, no matter how many times I hear them. Tonda Gase, Tonda Gase. He loves this band, unironically.
Tonda Gase.
Lady, wasn't that DCMC show just great? It was so full of soul. Choo choo. How about a DCMC pamphlet as a souvenir of your visit to Club Titty Boo? And I will accept. They're real popular with diehard fans. You just scored some nice swag. Lucas got a DCMC pamphlet. Let me see if it's a slightly different item because I was wondering if there was a. No. I'm gonna give this to Shug so that he can also thwack people who are weak to it. If
so it's like a battle item, it's not an equip item?
It's both, I think.
Oh.
Because I know you can distract them with it. Maybe you have to equip it? I'm not sure. But, I'll save before the fight that it's for. So then Violet's over here.
This way, this way.
So there's a keep out door and then a rolled back floor section with underground tunnel.
Oh my.
Come on, hurry. It's this way. There's a down as well, so I'm going down because there's a present, I think.
Perhaps there's a frog there too.
There's dos presentes. I got a made you look and a saltwater gun, which is really good against enemies like this. I wanted to get the front and back models of this slimy slug.
Two more slugs.
Mm-hmm. Slug became tame. If only I had a tame slug. I dodged his hypnosis. Oh man, they called for a friend and he joined the fight like it was nothing. More slugs are dropping from the ceiling. Running through the passageways. Yeah, if I bump the slugs, they just get destroyed. Then we're up in a room, a really pink room with a lavender floor, and Violet's in the next room and says, "That secret passage is handy, but I always get covered in mud every time I use it. Not to mention that sticky junk from all those slugs.
Slugs gross.
I'm gonna hop in the shower real quick, so just relax."
And we can talk to a frog.
We're gonna save. This frog lives with her, so that she can save.
Yeah, she has to be able to save the game on a regular basis, that's obvious.
Mm-hmm. Please be careful out there. Give my regards to the next frog you meet. Some way or another, I wound up with this fancy room. Anyway, go shower, you two. There's even a hot spring in there, if that's more your thing. We can talk afterwards. Yes.
After showering, the three conversed at great length, almost as if filling in the 3-year gap that had separated them. They discussed the rescued monkey. They discussed the hummingbird egg from Osohe Castle and how it went missing. They discussed the fact that one of the DCMC band members appears to be an amnesiac duster. And they discussed the mysterious army that had radically transformed Chez Millie Village.
As if assembling the jumbled pieces of a jigsaw puzzle, they told each other what they knew to put their thoughts together. The coming battle will not be easy. This, more than anything, they knew all too well. I want to be stronger. It was around this time that Lucas truly began to have such feelings. Someday, he's gonna be Hokage.
I wouldn't worry about that.
This is another text from the game to the player, not to other characters. Do you remember the coffee break from Earthbound?
It's, yeah.
The same as that.
Mm-hmm. Violet. And that's how I finally managed to sneak myself in here, but we'll never find out what happened to the hummingbird egg until Duster regains his memory. At this rate, there's no telling when the pigs will get their hands on it. Lucas, see Duster and try talking to him. Maybe he'll remember something if he sees you two. There are guards outside. They're not exactly bad guys, but I don't want to risk making things more complicated. She means Neckbeard and Skinhead.
Whoa! She flips a wall panel, and now it's a ladder.
Yeah, climb up this ladder to go through the attic. You can see Duster's room from there. It's not the most direct way of getting there, but you're less likely to get caught. I'll get all the DCMC members together. I'll need to explain the situation to them. See you in a little bit. And she goes out through the door to the right. We're going up the, ladder. We've been through an underground cave, and we're going through an overground cave. Mouse, squeak, squeak. Mice are all greedy and love to collect things. Would you like to buy some things of mine?
Mice are all greedy? I can't believe this game is racist against mice.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I got a better stick, which is very good. I might bring some more money up here and buy a pencil rocket. It's a one-time use item, but yeah, if you recall from Earthbound, some of the one-time use items are quite good.
Yeah, the rocket's freaking owned. Once you got into rocket territory, oh wait, yeah, you can just barely get one. Once you got into rocket territory, you could just wreck everything.
This isn't quite like that, but I am going to be fighting a reasonably difficult boss. Also, I learned recently that this game does like special things where if there's a long cutscene before a boss, it basically ditches that on the second time you go up, and some characters even have alternate scenes.
Alternate scenes?
Yeah, so, like, you go back and they're like, you want me to beat you up again?
Oh!
They have, like, a new scene.
Nice.
So, I think I'm still over-leveled, but I'm not sure how much. It's the greedier mouse, the one that can't be reasoned with, like the white, the sales mouse.
Sales mouse.
Well, I was like, what do you call him? I want to get the back version of the spider. It's best if I just defeat it because I can fight the front version easily.
And if you smash it enough times but don't kill it instantly, then you'll see the front version that way.
Elder Batty.
The Elder Batty looks like a piece of like a gold or copper Batman insignia.
But it was from behind. If you see the front, you'll see that it's,
Right. But it looks thin and flat, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't have any depth to it.
Yeah. I can't run. Damn it. I can't run because I'll destroy him with my running, you know? I do want to get the back of the mouse, but the mouse just moves and turns around a lot, then I'm gonna have to snipe it somehow.
Just a freaking chaos mouse. Is that a... The guitar!
Oh, I think I might be lessening the further fight. That's good. The other fight, you have to fight a bunch of instruments, and I think I might be making it easier by taking them out one by one in other rooms. But they might just all be in the fight anyway. I'm not sure.
Sure. Now, friends, I would like to point out, first of all, a classic Earthbound move to have just the objects nearby be the enemies. But also, the guitar is not just any guitar, it is a gently weeping guitar.
Yes. I was trying to see if I could sneak up on the back. Dang. Well, we got the front of the baddie.
Yeah, he looks a little more 3D here, but still not so much.
He looks weirdly flat.
Weirdly flat.
They have pretty funny noises when they attack. Got him.
So this mouse is a pretty tough mouse. He's got like a giant chunk of cheese up on his shoulder and then a chunk of cheese under his arm. And so he looks like a big, he's a beefy, burly mouse boy.
Yeah. We're still like pretty overleveled for this area. I can't tell if that spider is pointing toward me or away from me. I'm just gonna fight it, and then... Okay, there we go.
We fight an arachnid.
Arachnidhog!
Nidhog is the one where you do the... It's like the...
Running and sword fighting.
The sword fighting game, yeah.
Wait, was there, No, this is blocked off, but I think, yeah. Present. Antidote? I don't really need those.
You know, it's unfortunate that it's no longer as much in vogue as stick figure stuff. Stick figure stuff was real cool back in 2003. Everyone did stick figure stuff.
What made you think of this?
Oh, just because that's how Nidhogg also has stick.
Mm.
It's one of the few stick figure art.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
I like Nidhogg because of how, like, just simple the sort of plot is. I mean, there's no plot, and there's no, like, I know Nidhogg 2 has, like, more, like, graphics and stuff, but I liked the first one for just being so sparse and, like, such a, like, small-scale game.
Yeah. Yeah, it just has to be an arena battle. I know a person, for a long time, they've been working on, like, a Smash Bros.-type game, but it, like, because it's the early art stage or whatever... It's like Smash Bros, but with stick figures, and they have like, it's like sometimes there's like swords or whatever, but like mostly it's debug graphics, like to the point where like when attacks happen, it will show where the hitboxes are going so that he can tell if they're animating properly and stuff. So it's pretty neat. I don't know if someday it will become, you know, less debuggy or whatever, but. We went to open a present just now, and I think we couldn't open it because our inventory is full.
Yeah.
So we have to... Yeah. We're eating some bread rolls. A bag of city fries?
Big city fries.
Big city fries! Oh, we got a trash can. Oh wait, it's a broken drum. So I want you to imagine a drum kind of on its side, and then the side of the drum has been like busted in, and then inside...
The beaten drum.
The beaten drum, yeah. It's been beaten in, and then inside of the drum's body, there are some eyes looking out.
I like how this enemy has the power to change the song that you're listening to.
Oh yeah.
Which changes the battle tempo.
Yeah, the combo beat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at all the gamers playing Pokemon on times 2 speed, and they said, fuck you, we're gonna make the exact pace of the music.
I wanna run off to the right and see if there's like a present over there that I missed. That was the boss
there
in
there. Might be.
Door.
I think there might have been a door or something that we didn't go through.
I think there is, yeah.
Smash! Yeah, we got a mouse place. Some nice stuff was inside. You ate it right there. It felt warm inside your heart. So, is each of these just going to be like a full heal present, probably?
That might be true. I'm going to save.
Yeah. And then it might be...
We're not coming back here, so it's fine if I eat them all.
Yeah.
I just...
Right. So, there's some mice at a little kotatsu table, like a heated blanket table. Squeak, squeak, squeak! Oi, Alfie, it's been donkeys China. What a rabbit! That's a sumo mo bees, is that it? Yeah, that's Calvin. De ol pot ain't using de bugs, but mom's de dicky.
I think he's supposed to be British.
Squeak, squeak. We've been with a bloody long airy lime all past with ye and on ye trouble room. And then the other mouse says, eh, it's you, Alfie?
Is that you?
Oh, is that, oh.
Is that you?
Is that you? Is that you, she's, Alfie?
They're supposed to be like really heavy UK.
Right. I was just reading the Z's wrong. Where've you been with ya Shannon a Dicky Bird? You didn't come by for New Year's or Cracker Night. So your grandma and I have been all jack. So what you? You must be bleeding Aunt Marvin, eh? Is some of that nut bread for ya? Lucas got some nut bread. Squeak, squeak. Why ain't you show Jim Ron here more?
Some rice stuff was inside.
You're fully revitalized.
So there's nice stuff, rice stuff, and...
Nice rice stuff.
Nice rice. Okay. Okay. I was just wondering what the play on words would be.
Nice stuff, rice stuff. Nice rice stuff. Alright. So we're dashing back towards what appears to be the boss fight.
So I think I can fight the drum separate, but I'm going to fight everybody at once.
It's a cello. It's an angry cello as the boss. Oh, I'm sorry.
The jealous bass.
The jealous bass. As you can plainly see, I'm a wooden bass. I'm still in my prime, but ever since the bass below showed up, I've been left to rot in this moldy smelling attic. And then he has like an angry thing over his head. I'm filled with so much frustration. I'm gonna turn this frustration into violence and take my stress out on you guys. You're gonna be bawling your eyes out. And then he summons the other instruments nearby, and they do a big battle. The jealous bass and its cohort suddenly attacked.
Well, we'll use jazz to stop them.
We'll use the power of jazz to stop them, and also the power of thunderbombs.
Oh, thunderbomb's kinda weak.
Ah, but it was good against the side foes. So that was probably good. The instrument used the jam session to attack, and he only hits for 8 damage. So that's not... Oh, wow, it's hitting Shug for 20 damage.
We better use up these Thunder Bombs, because if they're this weak here, who knows how bad they'll be.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just the boss has extra defense. It's doing twice as much damage to the side ones. But yeah.
But, like, the sprinting bombs are more effective.
Yeah. The jealous base's offense increased by 23 when he did a thing. That's pretty high. Are we going to use a sprinting bomb?
Yeah, just use a bread roll.
Needs a bread roll. Hypnosis Alpha. Oh, he put Shug to sleep.
I think Shug will wake up pretty soon. Just going to fight with Lucas.
Oh, he's doing a solo jam session against us.
Ugh.
Ugh. Alright, now we're both asleep. Oh, Shug
woke up. No!
I can't believe... Well, how exciting can his solo jam sessions be if we're asleep?
Oh, but they woke us up.
Oh, that's good. They hit us for 20 points of damage and woke us up. Well...
Shug bit that wooden base one more time and it stopped moving. Level up to level 33.
There's a hole here. It looks like you can jump down from it. Try jumping down. Yes. Boop. And we appear in the band room of the DCMC.
Violet says, what took you so long? Anyway, I just finished explaining everything to the band members.
Oh. There's a frog in here.
Boy, am I thirsty, says the dog.
Old man, what to do? Whew! We're discussing things right now. Tonegasa, so you're the one trying to run off with Lucky? Tonegasa, who are you?
Do a duster voice.
I don't remember what the duster voice was.
I don't know what the duster voice was, but you just did the exact same voice for the yellow-haired guy.
Oh, no, it was supposed to be a little different.
Violet says something duster, you two know each other. Let me see, can I read? No. I was wondering if there was a button to go back, but...
Duster? It's true that I don't even remember my real name, but I've lived my life as Lucky for years now.
Okay. All right, Lucky. I hate to ask, but could you tell him everything you remember too? Yeah, all right. I can definitely tell that something very important is taking place here. I had absolutely no memory whatsoever from before I came to Club Tidaboo. I had no idea who I was, where I came from, or where I was going. But for some reason, I was clutching a strange egg with great care. I didn't know where I was going yet, yet I continued to walk desperately. All I knew was that the egg was really important for some reason. I knew I absolutely had to keep it safe, so I looked for a place to hide it. And then, after walking and walking, I buried the egg inside a big dirt clod in a valley, where I knew no one would ever find it. I still know where it is. I haven't forgotten. You go up a cliff near a giant waterfall, and... It's showing us an outside view of the lightning tower.
Exterior pan up of the tower, yeah.
Unknown valley. That's it. Duster. The egg we all worked so hard to protect is there. Let's go there right now. But am I really Duster? If I am this Duster person, that means I'll have to leave the band, right? Duster or Lucky. One of them will cease to exist after today, right? It turns out I'm Duster. What happens to the DCMC? But if I continue to live as Lucky, then what was the egg thing all about? What should I do? I just can't decide. Of course you can't. All you can do is ask Destiny. Yeah, if Destiny decides it, I'll say goodbye to you with a smile on my face. Destiny, huh? Yeah, let's ask Destiny. We have a way. The same thing we've always done whenever we weren't sure what to do. Stone, sheet, clippers. Lucas is going to officiate many battles of stone, sheet, clippers. Yep. This Lucas fellow will play stone, sheet, clippers with us. Oh, he's going to play against them. If he beats all five of us in a row, then you'll go. But if he loses even once, you'll stay in the DCMC and keep on playing the bass. How's that sound? Five in a row, huh? I'm cool with that. You there? You're okay with that, right? Okay. Well, we're ready to begin when you are. You can start with any one of us.
So now we have to play Stone Sheet Clippers.
Whenever me, Magic, and Basio play Stone Sheet Clippers, we always end in a tie.
Oh, he wants to be the
him,
last.
Him, Basio, and... Okay.
Should we save the game?
No. Oops. It's against the rules to go after like that. Stone Sheet Clippers... I won't complain, you win. Shimmy Zims. For the most part, everyone always does a specific first move when playing this game. That explains why Bastio loses to Magic.
Okay.
You ready to go? Yeah.
Alright, so we both do rock. We do paper over cups of rock.
I lose with pizzazz. So this guy always beats this guy, so this guy does clippers, so we need to do stone against him.
Jimmy always starts with stone. It's up to you to believe that or not. You ready to go? I lose. Luck is with you.
So if we end up losing one of the matches, do we just have to restart a series of matches over?
No, they went too early. We went early and they went too late, so they feel bad, so they've got to redo the match because that was cheating.
Okay.
Is it best if I win? No, I'll leave that up to Destiny. Stone Sheet Clippers. So this guy is the guy who always, he's going to do Clippers as well. Like I lose. I guess Destiny is telling me to lose. OJ, you ready? Yes. If I win this, Lucky will stay in the DCMC. If you win, Lucky will go with you. Lucky, you cool with that? I want to trust in Destiny. If it's my destiny to go, then I'm sure he'll win. And if it's not my destiny, he'll lose, and I'll stay here. It's as simple as that. Ellipses. Okay, then. Lucas, do Clippers. I'm going to do Sheet. Tanegasa. All right, here we go. I'm going to do Clippers. I see, so this is Destiny. I guess Lucky probably is this Duster guy after all. Don't worry. Or go! Don't worry about anything else at all. I think Duster hid the egg in the Unknown Valley, which means I have no reason to stay here anymore either. Alright, time to get out of these girl clothes. Thanks for everything, guys. And she changes her demeanor. She's back to being called Kumatora and not called Violet. Take care now. And she fucking bolts. Kumatora yells, "Out of my way, damn it!" And then she starts, like, punching the shit out of people off screen. Lucky, no, Duster, I guess. You were the greatest bass player ever. I'm gonna miss you, man. He walks over and talks to Magic. And then he says, "I hope we can meet again someday," and then he walks out. Magic looks over at Duster. "I'm sure we will." Shimmy Zims says, "Don't go forgetting the time you spent with us now, you dig?" And Basio says, "Lucky." Then he just leaves. He can't express his feelings.
He expressed all that a musician could in that moment.
Exactly. Duster says, "I still don't remember anything, but I'll come with you guys anyway." Well, you know why? Because Basio is a jazz musician, and jazz is all about the notes that you don't play.
Yeah, it's about the notes that you don't play.
Duster, join your party.
There's, have you seen Bochy the Rock at all yet?
This is the new wooden bass. He doesn't even use like an electric bass now, it's just that's a new wooden bass.
Good.
Have we seen what?
Bochy the Rock.
I don't know what that is.
It's a new show this season.
I Took Care of the Bodyguards. I have not seen.
It's about,
Oh, and she's in full Kumatora garb again, short hair and everything.
Yeah, let's go!
We have the full party.
Bochy knows how to play guitar, but has crippling social anxiety, and so she, like, gets some people together and they start to form a band and stuff, even though she has crippling social anxiety. It's very good. But notably, like, there's one person in the group who also has no music experience, and she's got a six-stringed guitar-like instrument, and she's like, "Yeah, I kept trying to learn guitar on this thing, but the sounds were always wrong, and I never understood why." And then everyone else is like, "Are you sure it's a guitar and not a bass?" She's like, "Well, the sounds were really low, but a bass always has four strings, and this has six strings, right?" And they're like, "You know there's six-stringed basses, right?"
There's a frog in the men's room, so if we go talk to the bathroom door, we can save our game.
We don't actually go inside the bathroom. That would, you can't put that in a movie.
Yeah. We're bailing from this place. Although Duster turns, Kumatora says, "What is it?" "There's someone on the stage." And then it sort of fades. We're theoretically looking through the glass. It's the DCMC other than Duster. Bon voyage, amigo. Oh, guy in the sky, please grant a gift to our friend who's about to set out. How much time we wasted laughing together, but guy in the sky, oh, how we love that wasted time and those helpless smiles. Bon voyage. Bon voyage, amigo. You should take another picture of Lyra. That's insane.
Yeah.
Should you notice me noticing her?
Yeah, you'll have to be real careful.
Shut.
We're going through a flashback series of his time here, him learning bass. It was a struggle at first. Basio is going nuts on the guitar.
Just off the hook.
Tone to gossip. Thanks, guys.
Wait. Magic is the guitar player, and Basio is the drum player. I had him reversed.
And he does, in fact, take off his afro wig.
And leave it behind.
Yeah, I just thought his hair was purple.
No, that's like that you can see his skin past his brown hair.
Right. No, I mean, I thought it was like Kumatora purple.
Oh.
I just remembered it totally wrong.
Oh, okay. We're going to the Unknown Valley. There is a guy with a purple hair like that. It's one of the Maggies.
I must have been remembering a Maggie.
We're going to save so far. That's the end of chapter 4. We didn't actually have that much further to go. Do you want us to just start chapter 5 or do you want to cut it?
We've been going 52 minutes. We can call that an episode and cut it here.
Okay.
All right, friends. See you later for chapter 5.